that real good feel. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, there's only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns news, photos, videos, straight from the source in Berea. So you visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns, including this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Go now to ClevelandBrowns.com. We bring it to you all. We give you a local perspective. Had Jim Donovan with us, of course, from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. And we go national again, and this time we bring in our great friend, the NFL insider for CBS Sports, CBSSports.com. He is the one and only Pete Prisco, a frequent guest on our show. Pete, how you doing?
Good, Vic. Nice to see that Nathan made his way back from the Bahamas.
Thank you very much, Pete. I appreciate that. This is coming from a guy who gets to live in Florida year-round. It's not like you're so bad. We're having a horrible winter up here.
Yeah, but I was at Indianapolis for the combine, you know.
I know. So you get four days in bad weather, and I get 4 days in good.
So, Pete, I've tried to, like, shame him a little bit, do the whole, hey, we were grinding in Indy while you were in the Bahamas, and he looked at me and said, yep, no apologies.
He's no like shame. Very, Absolutely
he, he's
not.
Completely, he feels no shame whatsoever.
None.
And you know, nor should he, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you. I'd go back tomorrow if I could.
Just
be great.
Jealous. Yeah. Hey, Pete.
By the way, just to rub it in, today in Jacksonville.
It's today. 80? Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
It's
Pete, it hasn't been 80 degrees if you take our last week and add up the degrees of every day.
I don't even think you get to double digits, really. Hey, so let's talk about what's happening today, the 4 p.m. deadline, and by all indicate for teams to apply tags for players and keep them out of free agency or not. By all indications, the Browns are not going to do that with either Alex Mack, their center, heading to free agency, or T.J. Ward, their strong safety, headed in that direction. Give us any sense of what you might know specifically about either of those players, number one. And number two, your feeling on how you see the Browns handling both situations.
Well, I had both on my all-pro team, so that tells you what I think about them. And I spent... in anticipation that Alex Mack was not going to get the franchise tag, I spent the weekend watching him, and I watched six games of him on tape. And he's even better than I thought he was. I'll be honest with you. He's not an overpowering guy, but my God, is he smart? He's athletic. He gets great leverage. Even when he's got big people on his nose, he gets underneath them and can move them. You rarely see him on the ground. He loves it. He's got a little mean streak to him at times. I am shy, and I know. You know, people say you don't pay the center that kind of money because, you know, that franchise tag is huge money. But I'm a little surprised that they're not doing it with him because that's how valuable I see him as a football player. I really do. I had him as an all-pro player, and I didn't watch him. You know, I watched the tapes, and I study players, study games and stuff during the season to try and get an idea. But when I do a detailed study of him like I did over the weekend, I came away even more impressed with how he plays the game.
Obviously, he certainly is very good, very important. We know it is the number one priority of this new regime, reportedly meeting with him over the weekend. And when you look at the options out there, there aren't any. So I'm with you. You got to get Mack lined up. The other one is a guy who studies as much tape, and you know the eye in the sky doesn't lie. T.J. Ward, if you were the general manager of the Browns, you could have T.J. Ward or you could have Jarius Byrd. Who do you want at safety?
Well, I think Jarius Byrd is a different type of safety than T.J. Ward. You know, T.J. Ward plays closer to the line of scrimmage. He's a, you know, the run game tackler. And to use the comparison of Seattle, and everybody's trying to copy Seattle, so that's what teams do in the NFL. T.J. Ward's more Cam Chancellor, where Jarius Byrd is more, Earl Thomas. So you have to pick your preference there. I prefer safeties who can run. I think Ward got better in coverage, but he's a different safety than Byrd. Byrd, you can put him in single high and not have to worry about it too much. You can go sideline to sideline. And that allows you to do a bunch of different things with your other safety. So to answer your question, if you prefer the free safety, you go after Byrd. If you prefer a strong safety, you go after Ward. But you know what? You know, the other kid didn't play terribly at free safety for them last year. He wasn't awful. You know, you portray him as this awful player. A lot of people do. I didn't see that. I thought he made some plays at times. He's not great, but he's a young kid. He can get better.
We're visiting with Pete Prisco of CBSSports.com. And, Pete, you were saying it. I think with Gibson in place, you could have a lot worse situations, and you have a very affordable guy at about $500,000 in salary for cap purposes. But as you look at this defense and what you know of the Mike Pettine scheme, Give me an idea of the strategy, philosophy that this team might take in dealing with this, because it is far different than what Ray Horton was doing. But your understanding of how these pieces fit, knowing the personnel that you know the Browns have in place, and what else all do they need to make this work?
Well, they need faster linebackers. That's a given. I mean, you know, the coverage guys, some of the guys who can run a little bit. I think that had something to do with why, and Nathan said that on Twitter, that, you know, why DeQuell Jackson was let go. I think, I mean, that's one thing that shows up a little bit. So I think they have to get faster there in some spots. You know, aside from that, just go back. If you want to get an idea of what Mike Pettine wants to do, go back and look at those, you know, the good Ravens defenses. And the good when the Jets were good on defense, and you kind of study what they want to do. I mean, the Jets had Revis, so I think if you look at what they want to do in Cleveland, Hayden can be that kind of corner. I mean, some people will say he's not in that class. I disagree. I think he's very close to that class. So you have that guy. Then you want to get a safety like Ward, who can play near the line of scrimmage, can blitz, can attack, can do a little bit of coverage. So that would make some sense. But you got in the rangy free safety, you could cover up for the mistakes when you do get beat man coverage. And then you need another corner. And you know, another thing Nathan threw out there, and I've been watching this guy a little bit over the weekend too, is Sam Shields would make a yep. ton of sense if they want to go after a corner. Because, and Cleveland fans will love this reference. I referenced, you know, Minifield and Dixon. If they had Hayden and Shields, it would be – and if you watch Shields, he's even bigger than Minifield, but he plays a lot like him back in the day. So I think that could be a target for them in free agency as well.
I think if you look at the opportunity they have, you bring in a Sam Shields, you have Hayden and Shields, Screen can play the nickel, then it's just about getting those cover linebackers, as you talked about. From your assessment of this free agent class and then the draft, are there any of those cover linebackers available at a reasonable price via free agency, or who do you like in the draft outside of C.J. Mosley, who I think everybody really likes?
Yeah, and I think you can get those guys in later rounds. I don't think you have to spend big money on them. I don't think you need to go chase them in free agency. Levante David was a smaller linebacker who went, you know, he went in the second round because people didn't think he was big enough. If you want to try and get faster, look in those, you know, some of those fourth and fifth rounds for some of the fast linebackers who might not fit the size requirement, but they can run. That's where you try and find those guys. I would, in free agency, as far as the linebackers, Donald Butler, yeah, he's a good player, and he just got paid, and he's off the market. But what would he have gotten? I mean, you know, Darryl Smith is an older player and played well for the Ravens last year, but he's an older player. You're going to go chasing those kind of guys. So when I look at the free agent market, the linebacker, it's not a very good class. I think you got to go out and get those guys in the draft.
So speaking of the draft, and as you said, we were just at the combine. We're starting to get into heavily studying this college class, this college crop. How do you see it breaking down for the Browns? Because it's kind of gone in different ways. It started very heavily that this team's going to do a quarterback at either at 4 or at 26 or do something that would get them a very high pick for a QB and then maybe hit receiver and then the other needs we've talked about, linebacker, O-line. Do you see it unfolding that way, or is there any particular sense that you got while you were in Indianapolis or any other place with regard to how the Browns approach this?
Look, you look at that roster and you go, oh, my God. I mean, when I did my all-pro team and I put, you know, I sent it in and one of my editors said to one of the other editors, they said, oh, my God, he has 4 Browns on that team. This can't be right, can it? I said, they called me and I said, yeah, it's right. Because I had Thomas at left tackle, I had Mack, and I had my strong, because I go strong in free safety, so I put, you know, Ward on there, and then I put Josh Gordon on there.
Right.
So you look at the roster and you go, there's talent on that football team. What don't they have? They don't have a quarterback. And until you get the quarterback, all that talent won't matter. He cures it all. He lets you do things that you can do otherwise if you don't have the quarterback. And if you know, things aren't always going to go right. Players are going to play poorly. You're going to have some problems. Well, the quarterback can bail you out in situations. They need to get a quarterback. So if I'm looking at the Browns and I see, okay, 1, 2, and 3 in front of me, one, I think, I don't care. People say they're not, I still think he's taking a quarterback because they don't have one. I think 2 will get out of there and somebody will go up and get Clowney, whether it's Atlanta or somebody will go and get Clowney. Then Jackson will be there at 3. Jackson will need the quarterback, but, you know, I keep hearing that I'm not enamored yet with any of those guys. So they have to decide if they are. Then if you're 4 at Cleveland, you're going to have a pick of, you know, 1 quarterback. And if you don't like any of them, then get one at 26 or move back and get one. And, you know, Derek Carr, you have to draft a quarterback. And here's the thing about drafting them now. You can draft them, and after 2 years, if they're not the guy,
then you can draft another one because they're not that expensive anymore. It's not like the old days where you had all that big money, you know, locked into those guys. So I think they have to draft a quarterback. You know, Al, and then while I'm watching Mac, I'm sitting there watching Whedon and Campbell and I'm Hoyer, and I'm like, look, there's so many plays they left out there. There were plays out there, and they didn't make the play. So I think they have to fix the quarterback position.
I agree. One last question real quick here. When you looked at Alex Mack and you looked at the offensive line in general, I think there's a big need for a guard on this team to get a right guard in there who can help in this new zone blocking scheme. But what was your thought about Mitchell Schwartz, the right tackle? Is he serviceable, and can he play in the Kyle Shanahan offense?
I thought he was good as a rookie or better. He started off really badly last year and then kind of got better as the season went on. But, you know, that's to be determined. They have to figure out if he's the guy. I think he has a chance to be the guy. I mean, you know, right tackle, he has a chance to be the guy. But their guard play was bad. I mean, there are times when you see, you know, Thomas has his guy, Schwartz even blocks his guy at times, and then the guards are getting whipped at times. So they think the guard play has to get better.
All right, Pete, thank you so much for the breakdown, and I'm sure we will talk soon, my friend.
You got it. Take care, fellas.
He is Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. He is great, does a super, super job, not only reporting on the league, but great insights, and that's why we have him on this show.
Absolutely.
All right. We got more coming up for you. By the way, bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at the Oscars last night from a football perspective. Gary Barnage, tight end / movie buff for the Cleveland Browns. Is going to join us to do that. All right, we've got much more ahead. Again, Vic and Nathan, this is CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.